Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we're up to Parakhes Mishnah Gimel. Ad HaKotir, if a person says that I'm taking this neder until the harvesting season, Ad HaBatzir, Katir means harvesting grain, Batzir means harvesting of grapes, Ad HaMasik, Masik means harvesting of olives, Einu Aser Ela Ad Sheyagia, so it's only Aser until the harvest begins, meaning it's not, the neder is not going to continue through the harvesting season. So that's not only where the person says until the harvest, but even if he says until the harvest is, even though in the last mishnah we said ad sheyehei pesach includes pesach, if you say ad sheyehei katzir batzir masik, it means only the beginning of the harvest. So the mishnah tells us because zeh haklal, the rule is kol shezmanu kavua, whenever you have something that's a fixed amount of time, meaning it's something that only lasts a certain amount of time. Pesach is always 7 days; it doesn't ever last longer. I mean, you're leaving out yom tov sheni shel golios. Va'amar ad sheyagia. If someone says that something should be asr until that arrives, then asr ad sheyagia. Amar ad sheyehei, asr ad sheyetze. But if he says ad sheyehei, then it's going to be asr until that period is over. V'kol she'ein zmanu kavua. But when you're dealing with something that doesn't have a fixed set amount of time, like a harvest, which could be a longer or shorter amount of time depending how big the crop is, how difficult it is to harvest, bein amar ad sheyehei, bein amar ad sheyagia, einu asr ela ad sheyagia. Then even if he says ad sheyehei, hey, it's only usher until the beginning of that harvest. So let's now learn Mishnah Dalit. So the Mishnah talks about other examples of things that don't have a set amount of time. Ad hakayitz, a person says until the fig harvest. Ad sheyehei hakayitz, or until the fig harvest is. Ad sheyaschilu ha'am lahachnas bechalkalos. Then it's going to be usher until people begin to gather figs in baskets, because that's considered the beginning of the fig harvest, when people bring figs in baskets, because the fig harvest is only really considered to have begun when the amount of figs that have ripened and are being picked is big enough to fill up baskets. Meaning it could be that there are figs that ripen earlier and you'll take one or two off a tree or a few off a tree at a time, but that's not the harvest. The harvest is when so much that you could fill up baskets with it. So this is an example of something that could take longer or shorter, and we always assume when something could take longer or shorter, when you say ad sheyehei, it only goes up until it begins. Ad sheyavar hakayitz, but if he says until the fig harvest is over, then the neder is going to be chal until the harvesters fold up all their mats that they lay out the figs to dry on, and they put the mats away for the next season, because that's when we assume the fig harvest is in fact over, that it's done, because after they would pick it, they would put it out on the mats to dry the figs in the sun. So once the figs are all fully dried up and they fold up the mats, that's the end of the fig harvest season. So the Mishnah now defines the beginning of the grain harvest that we spoke about, of cuts here, that we spoke about in the last Mishnah. Ad HaKotir means Ad Sheyaschalam L'Ktzir Ktzir Chitin. It means until people begin to harvest wheat. Avalo Ktzir Sa'orim, not the barley harvest, because the wheat crop is a much more important crop than the barley crop. Generally, barley is considered to be Meichel Behema. So we assume when a person says HaKotir, even though it could be any grain, we mean the most chash of a grain, which is wheat. HaKalafi Makom Nidra, but everything goes based on the place that he's taking the neder. Meaning in those places where barley is the main food, then hakatir would mean barley. But we're just saying that in general, wheat is considered more chashuv than barley. Mahaya bahar, if a person was in a mountain and he took the neder, bahar, then the neder lasts until the time of the harvest on the mountain, even though it may be different in a cooler mountain than where the harvest may begin later than in the valley where it's warmer. And even if he later went to the valley, the neder remains intact until the beginning of the harvest season on the mountain, because it all depends on where he took the neder. And if he was in the valley when he made the neder, then the neder lasts until the harvest in the valley. It all depends on where he was at that time. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if a person says ad hakatzir, ad habatzir, ad hamasik, he's only usher until the beginning of the respective harvest. And the rule is basically that whenever it's something that's a set amount of time, a fixed amount of time, like the Yom Tov of Pesach, so when you say ad, it's until it begins. But when you say ad sheyehei, it's until it ends. But whenever something is ein zman kavua, even if you say ad sheyehei, it's until until it begins. Then in Mishnah Daled we said that you say ad hakayitz or ad shehei hakayitz, it means until people begin to fill up baskets with figs. Ad sheyavar hakayitz means until they fold up the mats where they're putting away the mats from at the end of the fig harvest. If you say ha kotzir, so which harvest of grain is it? So we generally assume it's the wheat and not the barley, but it all depends on the place and what the main katsir is. And we also go based on the timing of the harvest of where you are. So if you happen to be in a mountainous region, so it's when you took the neder, so that's what your neder is going to be chal based on being in the mountains. And in the valley, your neder is going to be chal based on the valley. Okay, Be'l Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Nedarim Parches Mishnah Hei.